This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Quit today, right now. It almost exploded all over the neurologist's office in Hinkle Fieldhouse in the middle of America. I almost lost my brain. I was born and raised in the Midwest. If you have any athletic ability, you played sports. Sports was a thing. Culture revolved around sports. Sports was the culture, actually. I was a good athlete in high school. Not great, but good. I was recruited to play Division I college football, and this was my dream. It was also my father's dream. He loves sports more than anyone I know. He had a full-time job in high school and college, and he was not able to pursue the love of sports like I could. So in some ways, I imagine he lived vicariously through me. It felt good to give him the gift of being a college athlete. He would drive hours and see me play. Then he would drive home the same night so he could be at work the next day. No matter how many hours it was, he would be there. He was a loyal fan. He's a dedicated professional. He's a good father. And he always has been. It means a lot to me. He means a lot to me. My freshman year went fast, and I didn't get 1 minute. Actually, I didn't get 1 second of playing time. I did not quit. That summer, I trained every day for 3, 4, 5 hours, every day in the summer heat, and it paid off. I was faster, stronger, and more focused than ever before, and people noticed. As my sophomore year came around, I got playing time. This was my year. I was convinced that this was my year, but my brain had different plans. In the first 6 weeks of the season, I suffered a series of concussions. My life headed down a dark and destructive path. I went to the wrong classes on the wrong days. I showed up for my accounting class on Tuesday afternoon, but the class was held on Monday morning. A consistent film of green clouded my vision most moments of every day. Everything I saw was green, light green, key lime pie green. I saw key lime pies everywhere. This may sound delicious, but I was not hungry. In fact, I was nauseous all the time. I felt sick all day. I wanted to vomit every night. I knew I should take a break and step away from the team, but my dreams clouded my judgment even more than my brain injury. I did not want to quit. Quitting was for losers. I learned that from a young age. You don't quit, ever. But my health was at risk. My future was at risk. My life was at risk. I think I always knew this, but I also knew what happened to people that sat out in the middle of the season. They lost their spot. I saw it happen time and time again. I worked too hard to lose my spot. I would keep going. I would be fine. I told myself I would be fine. I knew this was a lie, but I marched forth anyway because I would not quit. Quitting was for losers. 1 weekend after my final concussion, Butler University went on a fall break. During these 4 days off, I went home to see my parents. My father called me out into our screened-in porch on a perfect fall Midwestern day. We had spent many afternoons and evenings on the porch listening to music, talking about life, and watching the world go by, but the next conversation would be a little bit different than all the rest. "Have a seat, Bri," he insisted. I did. He asked me how I felt, and in a blatant lie, I responded, "Fine, Dad, I feel fine." "You feel fine?" my father reiterated. "Yes," I insisted. "Let me tell you what's going to happen first thing Monday morning," he said. "You're going to walk into your coach's office. You're going to thank him for the opportunity to play college football. You're going to explain to him what is going on with your head. Then you're going to quit." I was shocked. In all of my haze, I hadn't realized my father was aware of my mental condition. He was. Fathers always know. The shock turned to sadness and then disappointment. How do you let down your biggest fan? How do you let go of your dream? I was confused, but more than anything, I was afraid. If I stopped playing football, I lost the only thing I ever knew. How would I make friends? How would I lead? What would I do with all of my time? I thought quitting was for losers. I didn't want to be a quitter. I didn't want to be a loser. The drive back to Indianapolis was a long 3 hours. I arrived back on campus, walked into the coach's office, and then I did it. With two words, I did it. I quit. For the first time, the coaches were privy to my injuries and mental condition. Concerned, they sent me to see a neurologist, and after my examination, the doctor looked at me and said, "You made a good decision by quitting today, son." I asked him why, and he replied, "Because you were one concussion away from being completely brain dead for the rest of your life." My father saved my life by making me quit. I would probably be not writing this today or speaking this today if he hadn't. I'm not sure if I would even be alive. Turns out I quit was the only smart decision I made over several months at age 19. I think I'm smarter today. I quit all the time. I end romantic relationships that look perfect on paper but don't feel right in my heart. I left good-paying jobs in New York City to create work I love. I avoided the pressures and conveniences of staying in the Midwest because I knew I'd be happier in other parts of the world. I say no to business deals even if they pay me a lot of money because they're not aligned with my future vision. I leave friendships that don't make me feel empowered and inspired, and I stop eating foods that make me irritable. I'm learning to quit a little bit every day. It's hard and it takes time, but I work at it and it makes a difference. I write this post and share this with you as an audio, hoping you'll look at your own life and ask, what could I quit today that might save my life? Even if I don't want to, or I'm not ready, or I'm afraid. Maybe your brain is not one concussion away from turning to mush, but maybe it is. You can decide. Save your own life while there's still time. Quit today, not tomorrow. Today. Tomorrow may be too late. I hope you were braver than I was. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.